Well, now we can talk about using dynamic memory, about how to allocate memory yourself, and in particular, how to create your own RAGID arrays to save memory. The way you ask for memory on the heap is you call a function named malloc, which I suppose stands for memory allocator, and you pass it the number of bytes that you want. So if you want to put an int on the heap, you have to pass it a size of an int. And then it'll give you back a pointer to wherever it allocated that memory, and you just use that pointer to indirectly work with that space. As I mentioned on the previous slide, some functions return null when things go wrong, and this is one of them. If for some reason memory fails, there's not enough, which can happen, malloc will return a null, and that's how you know that things didn't work. It's important that when you're finished with the memory, that you give it back. And this is really common in programs where you create and destroy objects quite dynamically. I guess one example of that would be a program that uses some of the data structures that you're used to from previous experience in, say, college or in complicated programs. Data structures such as lists, linked lists, queues, trees, things like that. All of those dynamic data structures are such that you always have objects come and go all the time. And if you don't release your memory back to the heap when you're finished with it, well, you're going to run out of memory a lot sooner than you want to. So always remember to do that, and you do that by calling the function free. You simply pass as a parameter the pointer that you got back from malloc earlier as an argument to free.